Welcome to this new podcast, in which we will explain a fragment of Chapter 5 of Captain Alatriste,
written by Arturo and Carlota Pérez Reverte, in which Alatriste, after forgiving the two English men, decides to help them and search them in the Count's house.
So, if it's your pleasure, stay and listen to it.
This is the situation. The captain Alatriste have received an order with an Italian man named Malatesta in which they have to kill two Englishmen as soon as they arrive to Spain.
However, at the time of the attack, Alatriste saw a sign of one of them praying for another's life, which surprised him enough and decided not to kill them by separating the Italians.
Yes, of course. Alatriste didn't understand the fact that one person prayed for another's life. After that, the Englishmen were very surprised to see Alatriste change of side. They asked him why several times, but Alatriste didn't answer because he was very reserved.
Alatriste observed gestures of high social class, and they needed a place to take refuge. They went to the house of the Count of Guadalmedina, and it's there where they learned the importance of the Englishmen. One was Carlos, Prince of Wales and future King of England, Scotland and Ireland, and the other was George Villiers, Marquis of Buckingham.
When the Englishmen had already cleaned up in the Count's house, Alatriste introduced himself to them and noticed an arrogance by the Marquis that he hadn't seen during the fight in the alley.
However, Carlos forced the Marquis to translate his words of gratitude. The Marquis did so, but reluctantly. Eventually, the Englishmen moved by carriage at night to avoid causing a stir in Madrid to the residence of the English ambassador.
In addition, Alatriste needed refuge, and luckily he received an invitation from the Count to stay overnight. Well guys, here's the podcast of today.
We hope you liked it and see you in the next podcast.